After School Special Podcast. After School Special Podcast. After School Special Podcast. After School Special Podcast.
All right, guys. Well, today we got to get that energy pepped up. We got to get that energy pepped up because, you know, as children and then going into high school, all full of pep, commotion, coming into our own, balls dropping, boobs popping.
Balls dropping and boobs popping.
We're talking high school dances. We're talking middle school dances. Those are the ones that I always thought were hilarious. We're talking memories of dances in general. What is it? Casey and JoJo?
All my life. All my life. Yeah, yeah.
I pray for someone like you. And that lasted for like 10 fucking years. Like the whole time I was in middle school to end of high school. And then even going, I think, in like 1 year of college. That's like a go-to song for school dances or weddings. Like,
I know.
For weddings, but that. Yeah, I don't know about
that song, as well as Boys to Men, End of the Road. Are like two songs that people probably were born to.
And I know we probably don't want to bring him up, but you can't fucking get rid of memories of this song, and it's got to be R. Kelly, Step in the Name of Love.
R. Kelly as an artist, it can't get rid of his music, but as an individual, he's a horrid person.
Absolutely. Oh, yeah. I'm saying the memories.
Fighting for my fucking life. For you guys, what are your earliest memories? I'll say mine real quick. The first dance I ever went to, I believe, was in the sixth grade, which technically is like middle school or junior high. And I remember that there was, we're sixth graders, we're seventh graders, eighth graders. As kids, we're always looking to the older kids as to what to do. So I went to a Lutheran school. You're not allowed to get close or touch, more or less. And then there were times where there was like grinding, and these are fucking children. You never want to put those two words together. These are children. And the whole, I don't know, it was for me, it was weird. It was like a social thing in the sixth grade. And then I remember hearing that one of the nerdiest kids, and this was when I was in high school and I had found out about this, one of the nerdiest kids in my little brother's class ended up, how do I say this? Finger banging like the coolest girl in the class. Whoa. And I'm like, how the hell do you even do that? Do you do that where they're serving the punch and the cookies? Because I remember they used to have these yellow like Oreo cookies. It wasn't Oreos. I couldn't afford the Oreos, but they could get the yellow ones, the blondes.
Yeah.
That tasted like shit. And then the fruit punch, which, you know, for me, I was pretty popular in 6th, 7th, and 8th grade. So I was always out on the dance floor, hopping it up,
You know what I thought you were going to say? I thought you were saying you're the kid that had the hookup that were putting shit in the punch bowl. I'm like, damn, dude.
Spiking the punch.
Oh, no.
Yeah, that's what I thought you were going with that.
It only happened. That actually happened twice at dances. Someone put.
R. Kelly was there? My mind's telling
me no.
Shit. Uncle Kelly was there.
Yeah.
Hydrox.
Sorry to the victims. Cookies. Don't listen to me. What do I know? I'm a fucking asshole, man.
No, she probably did.
I think those things were called Hydrox cookies.
Hydrox cookies?
Yeah.
Hydrogen.
That's what they were called.
Soybean extract.
Something like that.
Well, is this the Bill Cosby cookies? What are you talking about?
No, well, he's talking about the Oreos. You know I can't let shit go unless I know what it is. So.
cheap Oreo knockoffs.
Yeah, Hydrox, I think those are what they were.
Oh, I thought they were like edibles or something you were talking about.
No, he's talking about fucking Oreos.
Yeah.
Did I zone out already? I didn't hear you say that.
Yeah, I was talking about the blonde versions. It was the cheap
versions. Never mind.
Anyways, most of the time,
Keebler. Yeah.
Most of the time, it would be the kids that were awkward, that wouldn't dance with, you know, like we can't bully kids nowadays, but I don't know, some people deserve a little bit of bullying. Anyways, that's a terrible thing to say.
Some people
deserve a little bullying.
Deserve a little bullying. The more you know.
sometimes, I don't know. I think you get put in a position in life where it's either you face your fears or you shut down. And The faster you learn earlier, I don't know. I'm sounding like a
The faster you learn earlier
in life, I feel like the better prepared you are to face it moving forward.
My ass kicked at a dance, and this kid was ready to go. For some reason, he had picked on me, whatnot, and you know, bullying a little bit. And I had enough, so I beat the shit out of him. And that was it. And it's like, it's a put up or shut up type thing.
Yep. I think it depends on the type of kid you are. If you are a kid who's already knows their size and what they can get away with, they are more willing to throw their weight around, so to speak, to be able to do what they want. While if you're the meek kid, you don't want to be the one to cause a scene or a commotion or what have you. But there are times when you are put into a scenario where you have to stand up. But school dances. So my fondest memory of school dances was I went to school that was associated with Wayne State University out of Detroit. It was a junior high downtown across the street from Cass, and it was called University Public. That was my first time experiencing the school dance. And all the popular girls were the ones who had the biggest asses. So you can never dance with them. Because so, I was a nerd, man. Like, I played Pokemon and shit like that. Like, I did not fit in. Like, I was a nerd that didn't realize I was a nerd. You know, so I was getting picked on and all kinds of shit. I fucking hated seventh and eighth grade. I despise seventh and eighth grade. But I used to get picked on a lot back then.
See, a lot of people tell me that they didn't like middle school, where I'm the opposite. I hated high school, loved middle school and elementary school, because I had a lot of friends growing up. And the thing was, is that the family that I came from, you did not take shit from anyone.
Yeah.
You always defended yourself. And I didn't learn that. Mind you, I did not learn that from my dad.
Yeah, you're either a wolf or a sheep.
My dad's a sales guy and... Yeah. Love him to death, but he is very docile, even, you know, even keel, where my mom is, she'll cut your throat if you touch one of her kids.
Yeah.
And so that's kind of where I got it from. But my uncle and my aunts on my mom's side, they were the ones like, don't let anyone walk over you or fuck them up.
Yeah.
Like, what's the worst that can happen? You're going to get suspended for defending yourself.
Yeah.
Nowadays, you defend yourself in high school or middle school or anything like that, you can get expelled automatically.
You're the problem if you do that. And that's what's messed up, because I think about, they want you now to just lay down and fucking take it. You know,
that's like, insane to me.
That's crazy. Like, my son, if he's getting beat up, I'm going to tell him the same shit my dad told me. You got 3 strikes. The first time someone pushes you, you need to go tell the teacher. If the teacher don't do shit, you know, tell them again. And if they don't do it, on that third time, you knock a motherfucker out. That's what my dad told me. My dad was like, you got 3 tries. Because, and that's the society we live in right now, where, see, this is what bothers me about the definition of toughness. Toughness is not necessarily just taking a punch. It's being able to give out a punch as well.
Oh, yeah.
You know, yeah, you can't be just sitting there taking it all the time. You can't be a human body bag. I'm sorry. Not every kid is going to be John Wick. You know, like.
No, definitely not.
Yeah. Some kids have to learn how to fight in order to survive. Now, I didn't grow up in a neighborhood like that, but I know there are kids out there that grew up in neighborhoods where throwing fisticuffs was the only way to make it day by day.
Yeah.
So, you know, that was it. There's no other way to put it. But this generation that we live in now, it's like, oh, no, you don't want to do that because violence only begets more violence. We live in that fucking Demolition Man age. We just don't have that machine.
San Angeles.
Yeah, well. Yeah. Be well. We just don't have that machine. It's like, John Spartan, you have caused this. Da, 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 da. We don't have
the
that
three
machine.
Seashells. We're headed that way.
We're headed that way. Yeah, hell yeah. Hell yeah. You got to be able to fucking whoop some ass.
Anyways, school dances.
School dances.
Usually you would go, because our school dances involved multiple schools. It wasn't just our school. It was all these Lutheran schools and whatnot. And you literally couldn't touch each other. So you just had to hold each other's shoulders, which, and you're like, you have to have a certain amount of space in between you. So because, you know, that was the space where Jesus stood in between you guys. So you were holding Jesus.
That's what they told you?
Yeah, kinda. And we were all like, we're, you know, you're starting to get into your own, especially eighth grade. And then you're starting to, well, shit, I found out myself in seventh grade. And then all of a sudden, that's all I'm thinking. I'm like looking, as a child, looking around and all the other people that are developing and whatnot. And that's all I could think about. Going into high school, I remember going to my, you know what? I don't think I went to any dances until my sophomore year. I didn't know anyone. I went from one school to another, and then for the first 2 years I was kind of invisible.
Yeah.
Which was okay with me because didn't know anyone and didn't want to, you know, everyone just wanted to fight or to possibly get a girl pregnant. I don't know.
Yeah.
And the whole high school that I went to was like, it was legitimately, it was built by someone that designs prisons.
Oh my gosh.
That's... So it looked like you go in and it's a prison.
Oh,
it looks like a prison.
Word. That's how it was for me in high school. I went to an all-boy high school and we did have school dances, but usually it was in the gym. They opened up the double doors in the gym. They back up a bus. And all the girls would fall out the back like, have at them, boys. So that's how it was. It was like a prison. But the school dances were with an all-girl school, Dominican. I don't know if you guys ever heard of Dominican.
Yeah.
Yeah, so it was with Dominican, which was cool.
Did you guys get invited to a lot of dances? I didn't. I was a schmuck.
Full disclosure. No, me neither. I didn't.
I went to like maybe two dances. Through middle school, high school. One was just because my cousin, which was a female cousin, we were the same age, we're like brother and sister. She was like, man, come on, man, I got some girlfriends that like you. I showed them a picture of you. They think you're cute. But like, man, I didn't know what the fuck to do. It was like, I thought dancing was just another way of like, fuck it. Basically, it was like, I don't know if I'm ready for that. I'm like,
yeah.
Yeah. 12, 13, like
shit's rubbing up against their shit a little bit while you're dancing, trying to get close. And, you know,
bumping uglies, man. That's all you're doing.
Me, like, just I got my hands up dancing like, you know, the littlest white boy ever. And
see,
you
that's
know,
what I didn't know. That's all you had to do. Just get out.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I didn't learn that until my mid 20s. Just
or if you're
there.
The only white boy that goes to like a predominantly black school, and then when you start dancing out there and they're like, go white boy, go white boy, go. Go white boy, go white boy,
that's
go.
Like every fucking movie like that.
Every movie. And it's always like some white boy that's like, oh man, how the fuck did I end up at this school? But they end up fucking blending in just fine, yeah. Man. Yeah.
Well, like my whole thing, so you go into high school and it's a whole different type of dancing. Yeah. And all it is, at least the high school that I went to, the girls just bend over and rub their ass.
Gyrating. Yeah. You bumping uglies, man. That's what you're doing. You bumping uglies. And then the teacher come with the ruler. Come in with the ruler. And it's like, yeah, that's not, you're supposed to be this far apart. So
abstinence thing. I never understood why they taught abstinence. It'd just be like health teacher that I had. Like she showed, I'm sure you guys all had it, but she showed, especially right before school dances, like homecoming or prom or anything like that, she would show a video of all these different types of venereal diseases.
Oh, shit.
Like, this is what could happen. And we're all just like, who cares? Let's just get a condom. We'll be good.
School in the early 2000s is fucked because when I played basketball, I played JV and I didn't have hand-eye coordination worth nothing. And my coach was like, you need to jack off more. Like, that's what he told me, like, straight up. He's like, I love my coach, too. He's like, yo, man, you need to jack off more. You'll get better hand-eye coordination, I swear. And I was just like, who tells somebody that?
But coach, I should have perfect hand-eye coordination. I do it 8 times a fucking day.
I looked at him. I was like, well, I guess I could up my intake a little bit.
And all of a sudden, Jonathan becomes like Rudy of high school basketball.
Wow, yeah. What got into
like
him?
Like the fly. I had the fly grip when that fucking ball came my way. I was just like, zing.
John, I'm like, what got into him? And John looked back like, it's really what got out.
yeah but school dances, yeah, so
you know what, it all comes hand in hand, like fighting, dancing, like sexuality. At the time we're all trying to figure out who we are as, I guess, people or individuals. And I remember prom. When I came into my own because I went with someone that I didn't really want to go with. I wanted to kind of just do my own thing. But I went with someone, and I had multiple offers from different lady friends to go with them instead of going. But I was honorable. I went with my date. Like, as soon as the dance was over, went back to my car, and I left her. I'm like, nope, shit. Nope. Okay, that's it. I'm like, we're done with the dance. Whoa. Now I'm going to hang out and go do other stuff.
Oh, whoa. Aaron, did you pick her up and do all that? Like,
no, we limo. We all rented one limo.
Damn, you did a limo? I had a Ford Taurus.
Well, that was the thing. I didn't pay for the limo. I didn't put any money in the limo because I wanted to go by myself. The dinner and everything, she was like, I'll pay for it. But okay, now I actually kind of sound like an asshole right now.
Yeah, kind of.
She paid for everything, but it's like I did not want to do it. And all my friends were going with dates, and she was a nice girl. Nothing was going to happen. And then, yeah, after that, I'm like, well, all right, well, thanks. Like, so she didn't pay for me to eat. Jesus All right, Christ. I paid for my ticket and whatnot, which comes with food, but usually you pay for the girl, and I wasn't going to do that. I was going to make her pay.
Yeah. Wow, that was dirty.
I was a cheap date. We went up for Detroit fans, Church's Chicken.
Hell yeah. Hell yeah.
We went to Church's and enjoyed shared 12-piece of jalapeno pop.
Y'all didn't go with like other people at the.
No, we did go. We went to Big Boys, but she didn't want to wait. Dude, I'm gonna tell you right now, my experience, and I'm pretty sure somebody is listening that I know. Somebody I know is listening is gonna call me on this shit, but I don't give a fuck. I went to this date with someone from my church at the time, because I again went to an all boys school. My pickings was pretty fucking slim. So what ends up happening is that I ultimately end up not going to, I guess you want to say, home base with this girl. So
is that always the agenda for prom? Because
I wouldn't go as far to say is that's what I wanted to do, but most of us was like that. You know why? Because we all ended up in the same hotel room. So at the end of the
day,
that
wasn't an indictment. It's just my day. I didn't want to do it. Just like Aaron, I didn't want to do it. I'm good.
We all ended up in the same hotel room, like just sitting there talking shit about how miserable our dates were, because that's just how it was.
I was gonna say, like, when your kids get old enough and ask you, like, the history that I have with alcohol, or people that I know, people have asked me, is like, would you buy them alcohol after a dance or something like that? Like, have them party at your house so you know everyone is safe, no one can leave. You are then responsible for those kids if anyone does leave. My whole thing is, if my kids, when they get old enough, they want to drink responsibly, I will tell them, hey, alcoholism runs in both sides of your family. You know the past. I'm going to allow you to do this here, but if you drink anywhere else, I'm going to beat both of your fucking asses.
Well, there you go.
Would that work on you if you were that age? Would that have worked on you?
If my mom said that to me, or my dad had said that to me, probably. Yeah, but see, my dad at the time, you know, my mom, she's a single mom. She was raising four boys, working full time. She didn't have any time to really, like, she even says that that's one thing she regrets, is that she wasn't more involved in school with us. She wasn't more involved in extracurriculars. She didn't have time. She was just trying to afford a living for us. Where my dad was drinking all the fucking time and, you know, doing his thing. He didn't know how to be a father, I guess. I don't know. It's a weird thing to say, because I think he would more or less be like, that's my boy, you know, like drinking, blah, blah, blah. He was just waiting for us to turn 21 so he could have new friends. And I'm just like, all right, yeah, not fucking happening.
Each generation got to have their own thing, though. And the thing about it, I was at a park today, and these kids, these young fucking kids, couldn't have been no older than high school age. They were playing volleyball, having a fucking blast, man. And they had a radio out there playing volleyball. And I heard like old timey songs coming from the radio. I'm like, I wanted to go up to them and turn that shit off. Like, come on, man. play your own by old
timey songs. What songs are we talking about?
It was like 80s fucking.
Oh, 80s, yeah.
Like the Cars, or like, yeah, what? Yeah. Like, okay, it's good music. I appreciate it, but man, play your fucking generation songs.
Exactly.
Like, but their generation songs fucking suck.
I know it does, but yeah. That's okay.
You go to a warehouse with kids like our age, and then even some younger, they're still playing 80s rock. And I'm like, yeah. Why? Why? It's some of the worst fucking music around. I'm sorry. It is.
Oh, I mean, what do you mean, man? Don't you forget about me?
No, look, man, even the songs that I appreciate from the 60s, the 50s, and whatever time, I'm not going to pop my chest about it. It's like, I want my own thing as a generation. I think generations, because that's what the whole 80s was about, was it went from power, the 70s of, you know, Summer of Love, and the generation like taking back their own, you know, their own voice. And yeah. In the 80s, it went back the other way, where now the kids are dressing up like their fucking parents and listening to what their parents want. And then the 90s went another way. It went back to more like the 70s, but in the
it was more in grunge in the 90s.
Late 90s.
Yeah.
Late 90s got angry.
Yeah. Got angry, but now it's like, I don't know, maybe I can't base it off of one instance.
All the music nowadays is just terrible.
I was just surprised to hear that coming from the radio.
Yeah, I would argue that some music transcends time. So it just transcends. And I mean, yes, you should listen to what you like right now. I mean, what should we be listening to right now?
You can listen to whatever you want.
Yeah, I listen to 80s rock. I just do. I just find that to be...
Well, we were born in the 80s, though, so I get that. I'm saying 15 and 16-year-olds listening to fucking shit their grandma was listening to. I'm
listening to Def Leppard. Love Bites.
They might as well have been listening to the Beach Boys. Like, okay, come on, guys. Like, what are we... This some shit... My mom would like.
When I was in high school, they were playing fucking, at least in my high school, Limp Bizkit. I did it all for the Nookie. And then also Korn, they were playing that. But it was all like, I hated. Okay, so at the time, I liked the music because I didn't have any friends and I was trying to find friends. I also listened to ICP, forgive me, but I had to.
Yeah, that's a whole different podcast.
I had to because I wanted to make... I did not have friends my first 2 years of high school. I had... Finally, my younger brother, Tyler, came, and he didn't want to even hang out with me until we all now had the same group of friends in high school. Junior year popped in. And I've had this conversation with you, Don. I started listening to The Strokes. I started finding the music that I liked for the time. The Pixies.
Yes.
All this unknown stuff. Pavement and whatnot. And they never played it at school dances. It was always the most popular thing. It was the thing that got people out on the dance floor, you know, pumping butts.
Knocking boots.
And that's what I was leading up to, because the music was, man.
Awful.
Well, remember that song, Too Close?
Oh,
By Next? I got the lyrics.
Was Montel Jordan on
that? No, the group is called Next. It's called Too Close. And it starts off, I wonder if she could tell I'm hard right now.
What? Oh my
God. I'm reading the lyrics. I wonder if she can tell I'm hard right now.
That's the lyric?
Yeah, come on. Dance for me, baby.
Oh my God.
Uh-oh. You feel that? All right, come on. Don't stop now.
Don't now.
You done did it. Come on. Oh my God. This is the shit that we used to dance to. And of course, the Montel Jordan. This is how we do it. But my brother's generation, well, kind of our generation, they would do is like look at shows like the new dance show and later on TRL to like learn and watch videos to learn all these fucking dance moves. Did you guys ever do that?
I remember the dance hip hop circle that used to come on with. You remember that? Mm-mm. When they had that one was later. Much later. It was like the dance circle or the hip hop circle where two people would dance head to head, and Kel Mitchell was one of the hosts, and the other host was the guy from Moesha. Yeah, that came out much later.
The guy from Moesha, are you talking about Ray J?
No. Dance 360 was the name of
it. Dance 360.
Yes. Fredero Starr was
from the Onyx, the rapper.
Yeah.
I didn't know that. So did any of your brothers or anybody you know, because like Monday through Friday, my brother and his friends, they used to watch these shows just like the generation before them watched Soul Train. They watched these shows to learn all the hip new dances. So when they did get to like a party, they would do these dances. And you remember Kid and Play and all those fucking...
Yeah.
And I get what generation, what do they watch? They fuck it, what, High School Musical? No, that's not really a dance.
Oh, my God.
That's not really a dancey movie. Whatever. What's their, like, dancing movie?
High School. It'd be High School Musical. Yeah,
you learn the dances, then you try to do it at the party, and it never looked the same. Well, some people could dance, though. Some people could fucking dance. Especially the blacks. Yeah. We had this thing.
I was going to say. Like, me as a white person thinks that's lame as shit, but that's just really? Me as a fucking white person.
Okay, what's the difference between that and watching a sporting event on TV, like the NBA, and trying to emulate the moves? It was a competition. We did the same thing. You guys didn't do that? Like,
no. Okay, so maybe some of the more popular guys, but I wasn't a part of that clique. Like, when the popular guys were doing, like, their little NSYNC dance, because we had people that did that. I would take fucking cookies, crumple them up, and put them in, like, a wet towel and just whip it at them. And then, we'd get kicked out or something like that. But that shit was... to us was so fucking lame, but I was like kind of in between goth, stoner, and not, I wouldn't say popular, but like with overachieving kids.
Yo, man, I could never imagine you goth. I could not imagine that.
I didn't dress up as goth, though. I was just one of those kids that was like, I just wanted to be friends with people. Like the popular kids, you know, we would start, if Korn was playing or something, we'd start like pushing people around and getting a pit, like mosh, we're like pit.
Mosh pit.
And all the popular kids would like kind of stop us, and then we would just slam right into them, like, go ahead, what are you gonna do, you're gonna punch me?
This is another song, John and Aaron, you gotta tell me who sings this. My mind is telling me no, but my body,
R. Kelly.
My mind's telling me no.
R. Kelly would be like, he would have songs that you know shouldn't be playing for kids, like
Jagged Edge was another one.
Oh, that's another one. What song?
Where
did
the
they
party
have?
At? Something, where the party at?
Meet me at the altar in your white dress. Like, wait a minute.
What the fuck?
We 12. Like, what the fuck? We 12. Why are you playing
did
that?
Did you guys ever do the slow dances at the dance? I was always scared of those.
The slow dances, yeah. I remember one dance we had, they were playing Lick by Joy. And I was just like, I don't think this should be playing here. That's like triple. No, was that? No, that might be the wrong time frame when that came out.
Lick was 2002. So, yeah, that was our last year. Well,
High school.
That was senior, junior year.
Yeah, so I'm like, I don't know if we should be listening to this right now.
With Sleepy Brown. I haven't heard that name in a long time.
It's Sleepy Brown, I only know him from, Outkast.
Okay, do you know the lyric to this song at all?
What, Joy?
Yeah, I'm looking at it now.
I lose all control when you grab a hold and you do your tricks. I love it when you lick.
They were playing this at the fucking party? What?
Yeah.
They were trying to get these kids pregnant. Oh, my Jesus
You've
Christ.
You got lock and key every part
Sing
of
Sing it,
me.
Aaron.
Yeah.
So were these like school dance parties, or were these like parents having part? Because I would go
school dance parties for me.
School dance parties, because I would have some kids that their parents let them have a party in their basement, but their parents were there. They're chaperoned, got a little seedy down there in the basement.
Yeah, I wouldn't do that. I wouldn't let my kid go to something like that, but I did go to basement parties.
Even if you trust the parents?
No, because basement parties are completely different. I went to a basement party once, and I'll just say that we were dancing, but somehow my face was in some girl's crotch.
Yeah, somehow. You
know, somehow.
Yeah, somehow.
Every now and then, at a brothel.
That was a long time ago. That was a long time ago.
Were you talking to your wife? No.
Yeah. That was a long time ago.
Don't worry about it.
When that happened.
Oh, we just started a fight. That's okay.
Yeah. So, anyway. Yeah. So yeah, so that's what happened.
I think right around the time too when we did our dance, it was actually our prom. Okay, so I went to prom again.
You went twice?
Yeah, when I was 20, because a friend of mine was going. Yeah. Yep, it was her prom, and I was going.
We got a real badass over here.
Yeah, wait, hold the fuck up.
I did it as a she didn't have anyone to go with, and
oh,
she was
yeah,
a good friend.
Yeah, that's understandable.
And I was like, I'll go with you, no problem. And I was actually seeing, I think, her friend at the time, and I'm like, oh, of course I'll go with her. And we went, everything was cool. Actually, I had a lot more fun at that one, because the other one was ruined because a friend of mine killed his parents and his brother.
Oh, thank you and good night, everybody.
Wait, he did this at the party?
No, we didn't do it at the party, thank God. It ended up happening. Yeah,
no.
No, he ended up committing murder. So it, like, God, this is joke killing material. Anyways.
Yeah, I had a good joke, but now it's gone. God damn it. I was going to say, how are you going to come back from college to high school? That's like fucking LeBron fucking going to the NBA. Like, you know what? I didn't go to college. Let me go to college and play some ball.
The whole party too, like it was all weird. And then I don't know, that was high school legit, like it was just rough. It was a rough time for me.
Yes, I hated
kind of understanding, you know,
hated
our bodies
too.
Because I said I hated high school. I was able to find my own and find a group of friends, and some people I still talk to, but for the most part gone our separate ways, you know, whatever.
Yeah.
The friends that I have in college, probably the people that I've been friends with the longest, but like you guys in particular. But yeah, high school in general was just rough, confusing time.
Yeah.
And yeah. I think teachers have to let up on some of these students and just let them. Well, see, this is where I said we like have to tread a line here. Just let them touch butts. Just let them touch butts.
Yeah,
high school
just
is like
touch a butt.
Yeah,
just touch a butt. That's all you need to do.
Yep.
And you know what?
Hand out condoms responsibly.
Responsibly.
Exactly.
Responsibly.
Abstinence doesn't work. It doesn't.
Yeah. You got to be like the guy from the commercials. I don't always go to dance parties, but when I do, I touch a butt.
With permission.
With permission.
Yeah.
With permission,
we're treading a line where it's like our us growing up is completely different on how these kids are now growing up.
Mm-hmm.
No.
For the best and the worst. For the best and the worst. A lot of these things.
But yeah.
Yep.
Yeah.
Things are absolutely a lot safer, but at the same time, it's hard to, and it's not just like.
Well, our generation and the generation before has turned this generation into snitches. So it's harder for you to get away with shit. Because the bugging technology the feds and the CIA used to do to other countries, we do to ourselves. So even if you wind up doing something, it's going to come out. You can't get away with shit.
We're happily allowing cameras and stuff into our own personal lives because we're just like, ooh, look at this. I can unlock things with my phone. I can use my face to unlock my phone. I can use a fingerprint to do this, this, and this.
I can start a podcast and tell everybody everything.
Yeah. Podcast and tell everybody everything that I do. My social number is 123.
Yeah, Jesus Christ. Well, that's the thing too, is like, because I don't know how kids are at dances now. Are they just taking pictures of one another?
Oh,
like,
you're gonna find out when your kids get older.
My kids aren't gonna have a fucking cell phone until they're 14, period.
Oh, good for you. Let's see how long that lasts.
Yeah.
Did you guys ever do the fucking hustle? I hated that shit. I hated the fucking hustle.
Was it at weddings? I thought that was at weddings.
The hustle was more like
reunion. I tried to ban all hustles at my wedding, but I got outvoted because...
Oh, yeah, you would have hated me, man, because I'd be like, let's go!
You do the hustle. So, John, at the dances, you did the hustle and the cha-cha and...
Not at the dances.
Okay.
The cha-cha slide. The cha-cha
slide.
The Casper slide.
I hate sequinized dances. I just do. I want to do my
own. I don't
own
like the Casper slide because that gives people excuses to fart. Because when you be...
What the fuck?
When you be like, how low can you go? And then that's when somebody go down way too low.
Wait. It's, you mean the electric
the
slide?
The Casper slide. The Casper
slide.
What the
fuck is the Casper slide?
That's the one. This is something new. The Casper slide part two. Featuring... it's called the cha-cha slide. The cha-cha slide.
So what's the electric...
Oh, you talking about the Cupid Shuffle.
That's something different.
The Cupid Shuffle.
Jesus
down,
Christ.
Down, do your dance, do your dance. You gotta down, down, do your dance.
Oh,
your
and
dance.
That guy
stop. Yeah.
That was his only hit.
Yeah, and he went on The Voice.
He went on he went on The Voice, Aaron. This guy already had the number one hit, but he, you know, that was his only hit. So in order to remake it in the industry, he went on The Voice and he sang that song, his song. And before, you know how The Voice is set up where they can't see you.
Yeah.
So only thing they did was hear this guy. And for his own song, they didn't vote for him. They were like, I mean, it was good, but it just sounded like the same. He didn't do nothing different. And then they turned around and saw that it was him. It was like, oh, that's because it was you. It was like, because usually when they want people to sing songs, they want it to sound like they put an original take on that song. But his dumbass sang.
That is terribly sad.
That is sad. Like, what if you had a hit?
Like, T-Pain had to go back and do songs without auto-tune, because he can sing. T-Pain can sing.
He's not terrible.
He's not. He's not.
I mean, that's my opinion. You might think maybe he can sing.
He's not terrible, but he can sing. Mm-hmm. And you know, it's not funny, but Usher had the audacity to tell him, hey, man, you're killing music.
He said, you ruined it.
You ruined music. Ruined. And he was like, he was on a 3-year slide. And I was like, Usher used auto-tune. You know,
that's how me. Well, he's blaming him for having to use auto-tune because that's what the young people wanted to hear.
Edith and I met, when she picked me up from the airport the first time we met, it was Usher, Oh My God, on the radio. The auto-tune. And I was like, he has some nerve.
Wouldn't it be great if we did this whole podcast in auto-tune?
I'm sorry. I couldn't get it out. But it'd be kind of funny if we did an episode where it's all auto-tuned. Like, you guys ever see that Batman movie?
When I hear my voice, it's just like nasally and like someone fucking
up. It's sexy as fuck. You're like goddamn Tina Turner on this show. You're a fucking diva. I don't know where that came from, but yeah.
Real quick, let's get back to school dances.
I didn't go to no goddamn school dances outside of prom. However, I know like individual house parties, they did those games, those spin the bottle games. They didn't do that at school.
The fuck you from, 1950s?
7 minutes in heaven.
The fuck? Like, what are these games? Like, it's from a movie.
Did they do that at the school dances? I don't know.
No.
I didn't go.
No, a kid got a finger blasted a chick underneath the bleachers. That's what
Analyze it. Why would you want to analyze that? Because that's pretty much to the point. It's straight to the point.
Kids finger blasting each other.
We could talk about the clothes that people wore. That was like, wow, man. Who has a clothes budget like that? Their parents must be doing well. I remember that. Like,
I remember I'd always have like a certain polo or something, or button up that I would wear. I thought I looked so cool. And then I get my hair cut with the fucking mousse and everything. I look like such a fucking douchebag. And I remember there was one kid, we would go to these dances, and like he had a girlfriend there from another school, St. Peter. And I even asked her later on when she went to like this high school, Chippewa, whatever. And I asked her, I'm like, yeah, you used to date my friend. And she's like, yeah, I did for a little bit. He always smelled really bad. I'm like, yeah, he always looked like he didn't take a bath. And I'm like, surprised you dated him. My name's Aaron.
They said that? You smell like you didn't take a bath?
There were so many kids that didn't understand what the fuck deodorant was. And the fact that we were at like a school dance and all you could smell was sweat. I was putting on deodorant when I was in the fourth grade.
What?
Damn.
I like smelling nice. I like taking showers all the time. I'm not this Ashton Kutcher, Mila Kunis, Jason, whatever, Aquaman. Like, I take showers.
But as a kid, maybe I went through puberty later than everybody else. But up until about 13 or 12, 12 or 13, 6th grade, 7th grade, like, I didn't get musty until I started, like, growing hair under my armpits and growing hair in my nether regions. Then the mustiness came. It was like, oh. Then that's when I got introduced to deodorant. But before that, I didn't need deodorant. There was nothing. It was nothing to deodorize.
As a child, children can get away with. Now, I'm not saying.
Not true.
Let me be clear.
Okay.
Let me be clear. I've always been one to. Well, let me not put that out there because I don't want nobody writing me like, oh, well, that's not how you bathe a child. Now, I've always thought.
You just dump them in, right?
You bathe them. Like, if you bathe them the night before, you don't have to do it the next day.
Yeah.
Yeah. So I've always done that. Like, always at night, they don't have to take a shower in the daytime because they're not musty like that. Now, that's how I've always thought of bathing kids. Now, as an adult, every damn day. Every day. You know what? And then you need to make sure you hit all the important components.
Oh, yeah.
You don't just let the lather from some other component hit this component.
Why are you pointing your finger so much, John?
No, I'm just saying.
You pointing at me? Like, I'm
in teaching mode right now. It is a necessity. That people understand that just because you wash your armpits, the lather that's dripping down from that isn't cleaning your ass bone at the same time. You need to make sure you're cleaning up everything at the same damn time. And you know what, man? I got something else that really pissed me off. These cologne commercials and body spray commercials are manipulating dudes, especially Axe.
It's like fucking Johnny Depp driving a Corvette.
Yeah.
Calvin Klein. What?
No, wait. Did you guys, when you would go to these dance parties, at these school dance parties, would you wear cologne? Like, when did you get introduced to cologne?
Cologne?
High school.
High school.
High school.
Actually, you know what? Seventh grade, I found a bottle of Stetson.
Oh, my God.
That's the go-to. Yes, I had Stetson, too. It's so Stetson.
And I would just put that all over me. And it's kind of like the Chris Farley. It's like, it's went a little heavy on the pine tree perfume there.
I always overdid it.
My dad was so cheap. He bought me Michael Jordan cologne, which I was like, yes, finally, Michael Jordan cologne, till I looked at the label and it says inspired by Michael Jordan cologne. He got it from the dollar store.
I used to get those from the dollar store. At the corner store, John, when they would like sell like these little like fucking trial size ones for like a dollar or two. Calvin Klein or Cool Water. Oh my God.
Cool Water. Wow. I remember that one.
Now, we're like so old now.
What's the other one? Aqua Di Gio? Was that one?
Was it? Man. I don't know. Nautica.
Oh, remember Bod? The one that came in like the bottle?
Oh, I never had that.
In the commercial, it was guys playing basketball, and he's like, nice bod.
Hot bod. Yeah, like they're standing up. It's such a 90s commercial. It's so...
You think if you're going to these dances now, you would be doing these acts, like spray on deodorants and shit?
No, even Old Spice has a bad habit of doing that. Old Spice is like, smell like a sailor. Old Spice, you know, like you put that on. And,
who wants to smell like a sailor?
It's all these different.
It's whiskey and fucking fish.
It's all these different, say, Wolfthorn.
Talking about the different, like Bear Glove. What the fuck is a Bear Glove?
Cracking vagina.
Cracking vagina.
Yeah, and you're just like, what on earth are these scents and where are they coming from? And then you put them on Bear Glove.
Eagle titties. What?
Eagle titties. I couldn't get it out. Yeah. So you got like these different styles of cologne, which ironically I buy Wolfthorn. It does smell
good. Bear Glove. It smells pretty good.
Yeah.
Did they feed you guys at these school dances? I don't remember. Just punch? Just whack ass punch and Jesus?
No, not really, because your mind isn't on that. My mind isn't on eating.
Well, who was more afraid to dance, the girls or the boys? It was always the boys, right?
Yeah.
The boys.
Okay. Yeah.
Well, it depends, man. Like,
because the girls could always dance with each other, but guys weren't really doing that with each
other. The one time...
Yeah, guys ain't dancing with each other.
In the clubs now, when we got older, you get drunk and you just see guys playfully doing that.
Yeah, they be bumping off of each other and stuff like that.
Yeah, and then it's just...
Fucking idiots.
Then it gets
predators.
Really? Then it gets gross after a while.
Playing grab ass. Yeah. No, I remember approaching a girl wanting to dance. It was like the one and only time that I approached a girl, and she just did one of these, like, and then turned around.
Oh my God.
I'm like, shot my shot. I'm not going to do that again.
But did you come up
and
dancing?
And that's how
to
an incel was born.
Did you come up dancing to it?
I don't know if it was, what is
Night at the Roxbury?
Where you're rolling your arms like this, and then I'm doing like a little fish hook thing, and I'm like,
yes!
And then she's just like, she just kind of did one of these little like, get away from me.
Back away, peasant. Be gone, peasant.
you guys ever take dates to these dances, or was it all free for all?
Just prom.
Just prom?
Yeah. Well, you don't take sand to the beach, my friend.
Did any kid do that? Take dates to these dances, or... I don't remember that.
Some, like the cooler kids that were like, yeah, this is Jenny. She's like 27 years old. He's 18. Just like, she's got a full-time job. She's got like a kid and, you know, she drives her own car. We're just all like,
works
okay.
Works at 7-Eleven. Yeah. We're doing pretty good.
She works with my mom. Yeah.
No, that was probably like, it happened once in a while where someone would bring someone on a date or like a chick would bring. Oh, yeah. No, there was a girl in our group of friends that brought her date and the dude was like, this is where it got weird. And you'd always have that one guy that was like almost 30 or looked like he was in his 30s that was there at the dance with someone and we're just kind of all
ponytail.
Like. Ponytail. Yep. Yeah. Yeah. Listened to a lot of Taproot. Fish. Not fish. No, I probably would have gotten along with them. No, like Taproot and fucking, I don't know, like a metalhead. Just hemp necklace, ponytail. There you go.
Would you guys, if you were young now, would you guys go to the dances now?
No.
Because I find myself thinking like, actually, knowing what I know now, I would actually go to these dances now.
I probably wouldn't because I'd be the mysterious kid. Like, why is he never here for that? Or
they don't think of it like that.
I'd be the one that has like whiskey in my back pocket.
I don't know, man. I would argue yes and no. Like, yes, some people probably think like that. No.
Unless a girl or a group of people like you and like your presence and is like, damn, I wish you would come out with us more. They don't be. Come on, man. They don't be thinking that shit. Because if I was the most mysterious motherfucker in high school and nobody was like, why you didn't come to the dance? Like, nobody did that.
Well, you just answered it, though. It depends on how popular you are. You know, I guess that would be okay, well, that's determination. Yeah.
Yeah. You can be mysterious and popular. See, I was mysterious, but I wasn't popular. That's for sure.
Little did they know that you father a child, and that's why you're not.
Oh, there. I heard all the. But I had rumors about me. Like, yeah, that motherfucker have a badass bitch. I'm like, I do? Like, I heard a lot of rumors, and a lot of it was flattering, actually. I'm not going to lie.
I think I missed one opportunity, the only opportunity that I wish I hadn't missed. I decided to not go with this girl during spring dance, and I come to find out later, because I went with someone else that was like in my group of friends. I was that type of asshole. And it's not like a regret, but come to find out later that it was just a massive orgy.
You missed out on an orgy.
But the thing is that, you know, like there were two guys, 10 girls.
Oh, man.
This has been After School Special Podcast with Aaron. Ladies and gents, this has been school dances and, I guess, orgies and kids finger blasting each other on After School Special Podcast. It's a dark day for podcasting.
Yeah, dark day for podcasting. It could be worse.
But yeah, that's it, guys. We appreciate you. Any shout-outs? Any business? Well, real quick, if you're listening, I think what we're doing with the pandemic series, the pandemic journals, is we're releasing one every 2 weeks, correct?
Yeah. I don't know when we feel like it. How about that?
Whenever
we fucking feel like it.
But we're making it through with you by our sides. We appreciate you all.
Oh, that's nice.
Thank you for listening.
Oh, I do have a shout out that I never gave on the podcast. This podcaster, they reached out to us long, long time ago. And they wrote a written review on our Apple podcast. This podcast is called Wild Nights with Rocky Powell. And I believe she's from New York, but she gave us a wonderful, wonderful review a long time ago.
100%.
I've been meaning. Yep. I think she was our first who actually wrote on our Apple. Yeah, our first. So give her a shout out. She's hilarious. She's from New York.
Her podcast is really good. And she interviews comedians in and around the area. No, very good. Very good stuff.
Yeah, I really appreciated when she wrote us that one time because it was super kind.
That kind of changed the game for us. It was like, wow, people actually listen to us? Oh, shit, man.
Well, yeah, it kept us human going because I think at a certain point we were all like, God damn it. Or
is
at
anybody
least
listening to this shit? Like, outside of us? Like,
yeah, outside of our, like, outside of my mom and, well, my girlfriend doesn't listen to it. I know that.
Aww.
All right. See ya. Hey guys, it's Aaron. You think you could do me a big fave? wherever you're listening to this right now, rate and subscribe. Find new episodes every Wednesday where you listen to podcasts. And look for us on all the social media sites and Gmail at afterschoolspecialpodcast@gmail.com, afterschoolspecialpodcast@instagram and Facebook, and afterschoolspe3 on Twitter.
I wonder if she could tell I'm hard right now.